are listening to Linda Sims today on the Voice of a People here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. You can also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can download free app on any electronic device, iPhone, cell phones, laptops, or computers, and search WWGH. Number one, download the free app. Number two, the name of the app is called TuneIn. Number three, search WWGH. Okay, one more option. If you would like to be a part of the show today, you have any questions or would like to make any comments, please call 740-383-9944. We will be here until the top of the hour, 5 p.m. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 27 years of experience working for you. Location, LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number, 740-262-0939. Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number, 740-382-8552. Last but not least, Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. I'd like to start off my show with a thought for today. The title is The Truth About Illusion. The truth about illusion is the idea that people should be or do what we want them to do. Do we have a tendency to do that? We don't want people to be themselves. We want them to be what we want them to be, right?
Right, exactly.
That's an illusion.
Stop yourself, George. Stop that.
So didn't you
really
hear me?
Really annoying. You ever watch Last Man Standing?
Yeah, no.
They're like a group of people that are always making sarcastic remarks at each other, but they still remain a family somehow.
Wow. But this is so true. The truth is, all is as it should be, despite appearances or our perception of others to the contrary.
I'm not sure. I got that. Say that again.
Let me pull it up to make sure I got it right. Because, you know,
it didn't make sense there for a
second. It kind of left me hanging there for a minute. You do?
Yeah.
All right. Let
what
me see. What does this say? Okay, I get this off the internet. I get these little things all the time. Okay. All right. Just one second here. All righty. The truth about illusion. Illusion is the idea that people should be and do what we want them to do. We all agreed with that, right?
Yeah.
The truth is, all is as it should be. Okay? Mm-hmm. Despite appearances, no matter what it looked like. Okay, all is well.
Okay.
Okay, and it is as it should be. Or our perceptions of others to the contrary. Contrary means what? Different? Other?
Well, it's like somebody says, you know, this is the way it is over here. And this guy over here says, on the contrary.
It's like this.
I disagree with
okay.
you.
Okay. Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Now, that voice you hear is Jeff Porter. Hi,
yes.
Jeff.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Yes, I'm glad to be here.
Enjoying it. We're glad to have you here today. Now, don't forget, Jeff is our doomsday prophet.
Yes.
And we are living in the last days as far as Jeff can see. Right, Jeff?
Well, I don't see how you can see it any other way now.
And he is the author of Expressions of the Last Days. Now, that tells you a lot about Jeff, okay?
Yes.
So, what time is it, Jeff?
What time is it? What do you mean?
I mean, what time is it? The atmosphere, the signs of the times, and what we're going through the earth. And
if we go through the next 2 years without economic collapse and tribulation, then I'll be very surprised. I think, you know, it's within that close of time.
It's looking that bad?
Yes. My assignment as a Christian is to give warning. That's what I'm supposed to do, and okay. That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
I just came across something I thought was most interesting.
Okay.
I never knew about this, but there was a director of the NSA, the National Security Agency. They're in charge of all the electronic surveillance that goes on, you know, that they were started up by the government to spy on foreign governments for our safety. And over the years, they have turned into, since we had the terrorism and President Bush introduced the Patriot Act, they are spying on Americans completely now.
Really?
They're completely spying on Americans. You'll be very surprised that he was. Now listen, this guy knows what he's talking about. He's William Biney. He was director, chief of the National Security Agency. He resigned because he said their main goal now today is to take over the world.
Oh.
That's what they want to do.
Okay.
Their main headquarters is in Utah. They have over 200,000 employees. Big, gigantic building. And there's Ed Sutton. I think it's Snowden. Ed Snowden.
Yeah.
He had to run. Because he exposed all of the stuff that the NSA was doing.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody knew that their goal was to actually take over the world. Now, it's really strange, too. Maybe it's just a strange coincidence.
Okay.
But they are in headquarters in Utah. That's the same place where the headquarters for Mormons are. Mm. And that's their main goal.
Okay.
Is to take over the world. Now, I don't know if one has anything to do with the other. But I think it is kind of a strange coincidence. Now... He said that they had, when he left, which is a few years ago, they had the capability of knowing everything there is to know about you by listening to your phone calls, by just passing a satellite over your house. They know your name, your phone number, your address, how much you spend on groceries.
All that.
Everything. They can hear anything you're saying in your house without even putting a bug in it. Sometimes they use a bug in your house, sometimes they don't. If they think you're a radical, they'll bug your house. You know. Now, it used to be the FBI was supposed to investigate internal problems with spies and stuff like that. They're supposed to go after the spies and stuff. But the NSA, see, they claim because terrorism has been so bad in the last few years that they should have the right to go around spying on absolutely everybody. So.
You know.
And they have the technology to do it.
I believe it. Because a lot of people say even through your smart TVs, you know, that they can see. They're looking at you while you're watching TV. You believe that?
I've heard that.
You heard that
too? I don't know. Do you believe that?
I don't know. Remember that day Donald Trump called everybody? On their cell phone? Do you remember that?
Was that last year? I remember doing that. I didn't get to that for some reason. But he called everybody on their cell phones.
Yeah, same time, same day.
I forget what he was saying and stuff. So, we are fast headed towards the Great Tribulation, I believe. Everybody's got their mind and their heart stuck on taking over the world. That's what the Antichrist wants to do. And so, all these forces are focused on destroying United States government is what they're trying to do. Try to destroy America, bring it to its knees to economic collapse,
mm-hmm.
so that we can have Revelation chapter 13, starting with verse 1. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his heads 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power, his seat, and great authority. And all the world wondered after the beast, saying, who's likened unto the beast? Who can make war with him? And see, then the Antichrist can't rise up until America's flat becomes a parking lot. Because it's just too big a powerful nation, believes in Christ too much. Even though they become totally apathetic, even though you know, most of Christianity has fallen away from the truth.
Right,
there's still
right.
some believers in America.
Right.
There's still some power there, and they feel like they have to wipe it out. So, like I said, I don't know. This virus may be a partial deception. I believe it may be. It doesn't really matter because they want to control people. See? So it doesn't matter if it's real or not. They just want to put fear in you.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And as you know, as I've said all along, we should be laying a foundation of Christ in our life so that we won't be running around in fear all the time.
True, true.
You know, if we die, we gain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I go to heaven, fine with me.
Right.
You know. But, okay. I came across this book called I'm Not Afraid of the Antichrist. I think I talked about that the last time I was here. And, you know, I want to go back to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 here.
Okay.
Take me a second to get there.
I heard someone say that, you know, because it says the great apostasy was the rapture of the church being taken out the way so that the Antichrist can come forth.
Yeah.
Because as long as we are here, as far as being the church, that he would not be revealed. So, and I'm glad you're bringing that up because he was so adamant about it, you know.
Yeah,
I
know.
This is just not going to happen, you know, until the church is taken out of the way. And, I mean, a great apostasy does not mean the rapture, does it?
No. Apostasy means a great falling away.
From the truth and from Christ, right?
Right.
So we're headed that way in a big way.
Oh, it's already here. The apostasy is already here. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. All right, well, we'll start there then. Let no man deceive you by any means that that day shall not come except there come a great falling away.
Right.
So he's just saying right here, that day will not come, the great tribulation, until there's a great falling away and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. In other words...
Put your marker in there. 2 Thessalonians 2, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, we are living on this earth, and it seems that more and more, even though more and more people are buying Bibles and wanting really to know what's going on so that they can, you know, be aware.
That's great.
That is great, but still there are more and more people falling away from the truth and what they believe. They're going with all kind of winds of doctrines of men.
Yes.
And not only that, putting their trust in a man or men, following their doctrines.
It's like I was complaining about Pelosi putting millions of dollars into Scientology. And it just seems like it's almost like the 60s. Now, there were a bunch of people, you know, Jesus became very popular during mm-hmm. the 60s, but we also had all these other religions.
Right.
You know, from the East and stuff. And Scientology kind of sneaked in there during that time. They've become pretty big.
Right.
Now, so you see that there's a whole bunch of these people over there on the left who are chasing after other gods for comfort.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what God will say to people, you know, say, well, if you believe, you know, it's what the same thing he said to Israel. If you believe in those statues and gods over there, the same ones that the Philistines influenced them. And they said, if you believe in all those gods over there, then go ask them for help.
Right.
Now that you're under attack, go ask them for help. See if they're going to help you. Right. That's what he'll say to our generation.
Right. That's true.
So how long do you think God's going to tolerate all this sin, abortion, and homosexuality, and on and on and on it goes?
It's just getting worse. I mean, he said, you know, toward the last days, men will only wax, W-A-X, worse and worse.
Not better and better.
You want to put is that your little notebook? Yeah, just slide that in there in case you close it again. At least it'll be there.
All right, the man of sin will be revealed, the Antichrist.
Okay.
Who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God.
Mm.
Okay, so the temple of Solomon has to be rebuilt. We know that.
They keep saying that, but where does it say that in the scripture?
Right here. It says that he'll sit in the temple.
But there's no... what about the great dome, the rock, the gold top
thing? Well, you know, they've been saying on some of those places where they're interviewing Jewish guys and stuff like that. They say they may not, you don't have to build a temple right there. It could be built elsewhere.
Isn't that a temple or a sanctuary? What is that?
What, the Muslim mosque?
The dome thing, yeah.
The Dome of the Rock?
Yeah, Dome of the Rock.
It's the Muslim mosque. See, they take claim to that area, and they say it's theirs, not Jewish people that are supposed to be in charge of all the religion. It's supposed to be them. But God says in his word...
He can't sit in that one and declare he's God?
No, it has to be the Temple of Solomon. We have to, and we find that in Ezekiel.
Okay, I'm gonna look that up tonight. Lord bless.
Yes. No, okay. Has to be built according to the specifications of the old Temple of Solomon.
Okay.
And it was destroyed in A.D. 70 by the Romans.
Right.
Okay, so. Another thing that kind of scary is, and very scary really, about the Antichrist, we find in Daniel. I don't know exactly where it's at, but I have it in my book, Expressions of the Last Days, that the Antichrist will come in peaceably and obtain the kingdom by flatteries. So that sounds like Satan. That sounds like something Satan would do.
The voice is so subtle and soothing. I was watching a debate of people in false religions, and it was just the way that they presented it before a man of God. And it was like the soothing words and, you know, the mild temper and, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, just absolutely.
To pull people in. Like demons. He did Eve. Yeah, like he did Eve. You know?
People think that demons are like the Exorcist.
Right. They can turn themselves into an angel of light. They can appear that way, you know.
They can appear either way, but they prefer the angel of light thing because it's a lot more deceiving.
True.
So now God wants us to withdraw ourselves from, like it says here now in chapter 2, starting with verse 6, "Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly, not after the tradition which he received of us." In other words, you know, people are going to take the Bible and just twist it.
Right.
As they have been doing from the very beginning. And it was probably a lot harder back in the Roman days when the Bible wasn't completed yet. And they had to use Old Testament scripture to defend the New Testament gospel. And, they knew their word. They knew how to do that. We don't know how to do that very good now. These days, but they sure did, you know.
Okay. That's Daniel 8:23-25. Let me see. Antichrist will fool many as the false prophet. And that's for people to know and understand that when he comes, many are going to follow him.
Yes.
They're going to follow him. They're going to think that he is God because they do not know who God is.
That's right.
They don't know.
It's almost as if they're reprobate.
Right.
Already.
Right.
You know.
Because what does Romans 1 say? They did not receive him as Christ, right? They received.
That's right.
They made unto them like birds and beasts and would not. That's what Romans said, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, they did not glorify him as God.
Right, so therefore, and I say they started worshiping birds and beasts and stuff. And
so therefore they don't know.
All this animal stuff on TV, you ever noticed that? Oh, the poor doggies and the poor kitties.
Yeah.
Where's the people? I thought people were starving, you know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Which one are you looking for, Daniel?
Yeah.
Daniel's almost by Zechariah, right? It's close to it.
I'll find it eventually.
Okay. When I pulled up Daniel 8:23-25, then Daniel 9:26-27. It's just Daniel. He does talk a lot about the Antichrist.
Yes, he does. It's Revelations and Daniel.
Now, I have Daniel 8:23. I'll start while you're still looking.
Go ahead.
And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand. So when they say dark sentences, that's talking about like the occult and things like that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And he will understand those things, and he will also pull people in by that too, okay?
Yes.
And his power shall be mighty. Now, people say, you know, he doesn't have any power. But during this time that he is revealed, he will have power, but not all power, because only God has all power. But not by his own power. And he shall destroy wonderfully, and shall prosper and practice, and shall destroy the mighty and the holy people.
Yes.
So the mighty man, he will come down also. The people that think that they're so strong.
Yeah.
And through his policy also, he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand. That's wickedness, right?
Yes.
Okay. And he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many.
Yes.
He shall also stand up against the prince of darkness, but he shall be broken without hand. Now, what is that saying? He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, Christ, but he shall be broken without hand. Without Christ laying a hand on him, he's going to break him down.
Well,
or is that talking about
Michael? God is, Jesus will destroy the Antichrist by the brightness of his coming in the end. And so he shall come in peaceably and obtain the kingdom by flatteries.
Now this Daniel 9:26-27 says, and after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself and
that's,
the people.
That's the crucifixion.
That's the crucifixion. And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war desolations are determined. So that is the crucifixion.
Yeah, he was cut
off. Okay, which is already
cut off for
place.
The people's sins.
Right, okay. Now what about this? Daniel 11:36-39. And the king shall do according to his will, and he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods, and shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished.
Now where does that start?
Daniel 11:36. Through 39.
And shall do according to his will, shall exalt himself and shall magnify himself above every god, and shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods, and shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished, for that is determined shall be done. Neither shall he regard the God of his fathers. It's almost like, you know, almost trying to tell us that he's a Jew. But I don't know. You know, it doesn't actually say that.
No.
Nor the desire of women.
That bothered me.
I had a guy tell me that he thought that Antichrist was a homosexual because he didn't.
Well, I thought that too. What do you mean? Don't desire women?
He's just too power mad.
You think that's it?
Absolutely. I don't have time for that. That's what he'd tell you. I don't even have time for that.
Oh, okay.
I'm in a big hurry to take over the world.
Wow.
And keep control of it. Nor regard any god, for he shall magnify himself above all.
Okay, I guess that makes sense then. Okay.
So, you know, Jesus never married. So he's the antithesis of Jesus,
right.
Antichrist.
Right. Mm-mm-mm.
And so, it may be, I mean, the NSA has become, according to William Biney, the NSA has at least 200,000 employees. And they're in the process of trying to do total human control. Total population control.
So what about these aliens they keep having on TV all weekend long? What is the purpose of that, you think? And they're saying that they're trying to go through these portals. They've opened up portals.
Yeah. Well, you know, the world has become so fascinated with the occult, and I believe that the alien thing is mostly the occult.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, because demons dwell there.
They're trying to get people fascinated with aliens and the occult and everything and draw them in.
But they have portals under the ground and things like that where the sun will come down.
I'm sure they do.
I watched it. I am so serious. I watched it.
Yeah.
You ever watch Skywatch?
No, I don't.
That's
think
what
I
it's
have.
Called. You can get that on YouTube.
I've
your
watched
phone.
Ancient Aliens before.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting.
I think that man's name is Thomas Korn. C-O-R-N. And he and these other ladies, you think they're geologists, right?
Yeah.
And they're in the ground waiting on these signals and signs to come down. And they go down in the tunnel and say, oh, but that's where he's going to come in.
Yeah.
Remember?
You know, some apologists and theologians have speculated that the Antichrist will claim to be an alien.
And he may. He may, because he's going to have all these supernatural powers and stuff, right?
Yeah.
We just read
how else would you explain where these powers come from?
Right.
You can't stand up and say, I get all my power from Satan.
Right, the Prince of Darkness, you know.
Probably later on he'll say that, because everybody so under his spell.
Right, right.
It won't matter, you know.
Over there in Iran. Okay, what was his name? Ahmadinejad. Remember him when he was president or something? Ahmadinejad.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you
I thought he
him?
Was over Iran. Yeah.
Yeah, Iran. Yeah. Iran.
Extremely anti-America.
Well, you know, they had a hole over there in the ground. It was like a deep, deep well, and they were waiting for the great Amon to come up out of that ground. And they say that's where it was supposed to come from.
But he never did.
Not yet.
Never came out of there.
Well, the Antichrist hasn't come yet either, as we know. But they're looking for the same thing.
So do you think there's real aliens?
Well, we already know the Bible talks about celestial and
terrestrial.
Terrestrial. So, yes.
It's possible?
Yes.
How'd they get there?
Following Satan. I think that's the third of the angels that left with Satan.
You mean they're demons?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's the only thing it could be.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what I was trying to say, that
UFOs
and all that.
Right.
Now, Walter Martin, the apologist that passed away a few years ago.
Okay.
He was with a guy, and I couldn't get this photograph. I asked CRI if they could send me this photograph, but he and this guy were driving along in the car, and the guy that was with him in this car didn't believe in UFOs. He said, oh, come on. Oh, there's no such thing. And all of a sudden, there's a big UFO hovering over this building. He said it was just as real as could be, and they took pictures of it and everything. And I was trying to get a copy of that picture, and the people that are over CRI now, I think they don't keep as good a records as they used to.
Right.
So they said, we don't know what you're talking about. I said, well, it's on this lecture. It's on a UFO. Walter Martin's longest lecture was on UFOs. And I think something else that's been found out about UFO researchers is that many of them commit suicide.
Really?
Yeah, there's been a lot of UFO researchers commit suicide.
I wonder
suicide.
Why is that so?
Because people who get involved in the occult commit suicide a lot of times, because that's where Satan is leading them.
Right, to kill themselves.
Yeah, and they're chasing after power, some selfish power, see? So they can have power over people and be able to read people's minds and all that stuff, come out of their body and float around, you know, astral projection.
Yeah, that's not funny, but yeah, you're right. Because if a person can't find Christ the way that they think they should be to find Christ,
they want
get
Jesus to be the way they want him to
be. Just like that thing I read today. What was that called?
What's that?
The illusion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Strong delusion.
The truth about illusion, Want it to be like we want it to be, right? Want him to come when we want him to come and how we want him to come, but it's
I call
not
those
like
cookie
that.
Cutter Christians that sit there and say that Jesus has to come and take us out before the tribulation starts. But if you look in Revelation, there's Christians here. during Revelation. Now, apparently, their grace is not as good as our grace. You know?
I don't know. Because it says, you know, after. There's a number no man can number who comes out of the great tribulation. So that just can't be Christians. Or the Jews, like they try to say, oh, that's the Jews, right? A number no man can number?
Yeah.
You know? Who have washed their robes and they're white, you know? And they have come through the great tribulation. So it just can't be Jews.
No. Now, the Jews will flee. When the Antichrist walks into the newly built temple, the Jews are instructed to flee in Matthew 24.
Right.
And they flee to
the mountains, right?
Yeah, flee into the wilderness. And the Antichrist sends his forces after them, and the wilderness just swallows them up, it says. So that's not a good idea, chasing after the Jews again. You know, and again, losing the battle because of God. He just baits them, you know.
Whoa.
Use some rope.
Yeah. Wow. And we think about, okay, what's the newest sign that we've had? They said that China had, what, 6 earthquakes a couple of days ago?
I never heard about that.
I guess they said this large dam broke over there. I haven't seen it. But I have other people who are watching End Time things, you know. A lot of people are on that right now.
I have
now.
A friend that's just right on that.
Really?
She goes, why don't you go watch this YouTube thing here? This guy, oh, he's right on. You know. I go, okay, I'll take a look at that, you know.
Yeah.
And some of them are pretty interesting, those guys. There was one where he was saying, this is a prelude to the tribulation, which that was one I agreed with. Because I think God is giving us a very strong warning
right now
that we're about ready to go into the Great Tribulation. This will be nothing compared to that. I just went to Richland Mall in Mansfield.
Okay.
That place was a ghost town. I was used to going in there and that place would be bustling.
I know.
There's like maybe 18, 20 people in there.
Yeah.
You could have counted them on your fingers.
I was there a couple of weeks ago.
Were you?
Mm-hmm.
You know that one area where they have lounge chairs and stuff where I used to sit there and just watch people go by there for a while.
Not so many there now going by.
Well, they had it blocked off where I used to sit. That was really despicable.
Yeah, I saw that, that area.
I went in a library a few days ago, so I was just going to sit down and read a little bit. Mm-hmm. And they said, whoa, where are you going? When I first came in, I said, I was just going to go over there and sit down and read for a while in the magazine area. She said, we don't have any place for you to be able to sit down in here.
Is it open?
Sort of. You got to follow some very strict rules.
The library. Can you imagine that?
And I said, well, you don't have any chairs or any place to sit and read? She said, no. We don't allow that. And I said, and she said, if you want to use the computers, you have to wear gloves.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not kidding. She just kept going on and on. She said, you're only allowed to be in here for about an hour. We come and get you.
Well, thanks for letting me know it's open. I've been wanting to know when it was going to be open.
The only thing they really want you to do is return books.
Oh.
You know, that you've already checked out.
You can use a computer for an hour, and that's it, right?
No.
No?
You can be in the library for an hour. I don't know how long and they had a plastic thing over the keys, over the keyboard.
It's not funny,
she just kept going on and on, so I said, oh, just forget it.
I walked out. You're laughing like the coronavirus.
It just seemed like it's
funny.
Crazy.
I know, because you can't see it.
Yeah.
You know, we can't see it, but every
day. We can't see the government conspiracy either.
No, we can't. But every day we hear about more and more people dying, like being paralyzed. Yeah. Like, what is going on?
Who is putting out these statistics and who is interpreting them? See, that's the problem.
The government.
You turn to a different station, you get a different set of statistics.
I don't know about that. I just know that California just closed down again.
Yeah.
And that woman says,
and I'll tell you what, the media can convince people of just about anything these days.
Well, you know, everybody's in media now.
Yeah.
Cell phones.
Yeah.
Everybody's
and
in media.
YouTube.
Everybody's
YouTube's
in media.
A big thing.
Right. Everybody's in media. That's the thing now. Right, and a lot of times you don't know what to believe.
I believe it has to do with total population control. You mix that up with being surveyed and watched by our own government.
We don't have that many people over here, though.
American people would have to stand up to stop this NSA thing.
Yeah.
They could stop it.
Right.
But you don't see them doing anything like that anymore.
No.
They're totally apathetic because the prosperity but of America has...
Whether this is real or not, in our eyes, I do believe that the Lord is using this to help corral his people the light. Because it's like, what are you doing in my house? You know, that I can't even come in. No one else can come in, you know. It's like, you don't even want the Lord in here? What are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, and he says, I'm first. He says, make no other gods no other likeness or image. Don't do that.
The church don't want people that don't fit into their matchbox either.
See, that's not
cool. You know, you come in, if you're dirty, you're smelly and stuff, they don't want you in there. Or if you come in, you got a different, you know, you're some kind of deviant. Get out. You know, they don't tell you that, but they treat you like that. You know? He's coming over here. let's move, Martha. Martha, get over there.
Oh, my. Well, and people, they don't know, I guess. You know, like the pastor said, you never know who you're sitting next to.
You don't know what they're going through or what they've gone through.
Right, right. And we don't know. And we don't know.
I just saw in Forensic Files, this guy that came to America and... He was a Catholic. He was a Catholic priest, and they found out that he was involved in something called Iron Man in Romania during World War II, and was involved in killing Jews, basically, or having them arrested, and stuff. And there was a couple of Jewish people who just kept on pursuing this,
right?
And they finally proved that he was one of those. They kicked him out of America.
Wow.
And finally, they let him stay until some country would allow him in, and that was Portugal.
Okay.
Allowed him in. You don't know who's next to you. So, you're a big friend of Hitler's, huh?
Wow. And just to think the Antichrist is like another Hitler.
And a lot worse.
And a lot worse. Hitler will have nothing on him.
No. And you know how miserable he made things.
Yes. Yes, I do.
And
yes,
there's all these wars that I don't understand in Daniel. There's a tremendous amount of war there during the time of Antichrist, you know. So he never really has total control of the world. You know, there's a lot of, there's smaller countries and so on, and groups of people that don't like him at all. And they're trying to get back their freedom. They don't like dictatorship.
Now, I heard Urban Baxter just say last week that the next war is a six-day war. Is that in the Bible?
Well, we already had a six-day war.
We did.
Israel.
With Israel.
And the Palestinians.
Yeah, he was saying there's two more wars, and one was...
Well, I don't
isn't
know.
There one that Ezekiel talks about?
Well, that is a war that God fights. And what it is there's some time in the near future here that Israel just kind of goes to sleep. Probably because they won a couple of battles and knocked the crap out of somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And now they can't really attack Israel again right at the moment. So Israel just kind of sits back. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, and that is when Russia, Iran and Iraq, and I think Ethiopia... says, hey, Israel's asleep right now. Let's gather together, attack, overcome Israel, take a spoil. You know? And so, you know, God's not going to let that happen. So God says, he does this, really. He puts a hook in this great army's jaw and brings them down through Asia and then across to come attack Israel. And the first thing that happens is there's a great earthquake.
Okay.
And then he turns them against each other. They start fighting each other. Then finally he rains down on them with fire and brimstone. Totally wow. destroys all of those armies. Iran, Iraq, Russia.
Mm.
And he says, I will rain upon him and his many bands great hailstones, fire and brimstone.
Wow.
And I shall magnify myself and sanctify myself. And it shall be known in the eyes of many nations.
Wow.
And they shall know
that I am
the Lord. I love that. And they shall know that I am the Lord.
Yes, like he played with Pharaoh, right?
Yeah,
remember
this
that?
Is not a time to be playing games with God. Because he's getting more and more serious.
Yes, he is.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to put up with this much longer.
No. Because he said he's jealous.
There's nobody saying anything about God. They're still going, well, we got to rely on science here.
I know.
We got to rely on the medical field,
right,
you know.
Right. What does the president say? This and that. Like you said, we better be looking to the highest power.
You know, and he was criticized for holding up that Bible. But I think he did a very good thing there. Really do. He's trying to remind the American people.
Right. This is where your hope should be,
we
right here.
We need to get on our knees and ask God for forgiveness and
that's
start
true.
Chasing
repent,
after him.
Repent.
I think the hour is too late for that. I think we're going to go on into the tribulation.
Wow, Jeff.
And then we'll do a lot of witnessing. Because some people will be going, please.
Make yourself ready.
Yeah.
Be ready to witness, you know. Just can't live your life any kind of way. I'm talking to Christians, all of us, you know.
We should open our hearts to God.
Not
and
only that,
him.
You have to be the type of Christian that people want to talk to.
Yeah.
Want you to pray for them. You know, we can't be out here finger popping and drinking beer and thinking, like you said, well, Terry was saying one day about Christians on the internet, they're drinking beer and they two shades in the wind, and you know, I'm a Christian.
They don't even have any definition of what a Christian is, for one thing, because, well, it's a lot of it's the church leaders' fault.
I believe that.
For not leading people in the right direction, you know.
True.
They're not teaching them the Bible, they're throwing out the Bible.
Right.
And you know, David Wilkerson in his book, The Vision, he saw orgies going on. In the church. Now, some people say that's actually going on right now. It just hasn't been reported that much.
I don't doubt it.
But I know this one, I don't remember the name of this church, but they said that they're supposed to go into Las Vegas and do a bunch of gambling in order to bring funds into the church. So,
well, they've taken gambling money before, believe you me. You have many people who play the lottery right in church.
Don't think it's a very good idea.
Well, I think what has happened, holiness is not in the church anymore.
That's right. They don't want.
There's no fear of God.
That's right.
There's hardly any reverence of God.
Respect of God.
There you go.
That's right. Well, I would think they would have a little more respect for him now. But
well,
they don't seem to.
It's just for a little while, just like when the Twin Towers were hit.
Yeah, they were
with
more.
Those airplanes.
Yeah, they packed into the churches.
For how long? Maybe a month?
And then they went back to business as usual.
There you go. We've been dealing with coronavirus and civil unrest now for what? Months?
Yeah, it's the net nature of man to go away from God because of sin.
Right.
And sin is the problem.
Right. And we forget so soon where we was, what we went through.
Yeah.
You know, it was all together. When did that happen? Oh, I forgot about that.
Well, you want to forget about it because it's uncomfortable.
On. Right. Let's go on, you know. Let's build bigger and better. Let's go on.
Yeah. And, you know, each person, each individual, I believe, has an assignment.
I do, too.
In this world, but they got to reach for it.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't. Most of the world's population couldn't care less what their assignment is.
Right.
They just want to be comfortable.
Oh, of course. You have know. What they want it to be like they want it.
Yeah, I want to have a nice house with a swimming pool and
big
widescreen TV and, you know.
My patio, okay?
Yeah, don't be messing with my patio and my indoor shower right there next to it.
Right. You know. Just luxury. That's what we want. We want to be pampered. You know?
And we are.
Yes, we are.
But it ain't gonna last. I promise you it won't last.
Did everyone hear what the doomsday prophet said? It's not gonna last.
No, and during that time, we're going to look forward to a different kinds of riots. And that the reason for that is because of the economic collapse, and they'll blame the government for it. So we'll have a massive rioting, not just of black people, but all everybody,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially in the big cities.
Right.
So
right.
That is what we're talking about, is making the collapse worse.
Right. Well, you know? The black people are not by themselves now.
No. No. I mean, there's all kinds of white people out there with them.
And they're not alone, that's for
no.
sure. You know, so, wow.
Well,
and they're young people, too. These are young people.
I know.
Well, supposed to be our future.
That is another story altogether, because in the schools, they've been teaching them that America is evil.
Really?
Yeah. They've been teaching that George Washington was a slave owner. And.
Well, I mean, that's truth.
Yeah, but back then, that was considered normal. Back then, you know.
They don't
and
like
later
it.
On, it was abolished.
Yeah, they don't like it, though. It's just the mere thought of it right now. Like, no.
Yeah.
We don't want to hear it.
We can't do anything about the past.
No, the past is the past.
Slavery was abolished in 1865. That's a long ways from here.
Yeah, that's true. It's just
I mean, you know, no nation and no person is perfect, you know, in this world. But I think America has done a great job of trying to be just.
In their way, yeah.
It's a lot better in some other countries, you know.
Yeah.
You don't want to live in some of these countries.
Well,
you got real socialism.
From what I understand, black people are the most hated people in the world, even though people try to say the Jews are. But at least they have their own country.
Well, I wouldn't want to make a comparison. But
at least they have their own country, right?
The best thing to do is get Jesus in your heart.
Amen.
Don't worry about who's superior to who or,
right.
you know, who's causing trouble.
And repent. God wants you to be godly sorrowful of the things that you have done.
Yes.
You know, you have to repent of the bad things that you're guilty of.
What I say is you as an individual, you take care of you.
Right.
By accepting Jesus into your heart. And then when you get there, you'll have the desire to lead others to Christ.
That's true. That's so true. That is so true.
How close are we?
Well, we are out of time.
We are out of time.
Thank you, Jeff, for coming. We have enjoyed you. I know many people who were listening.
You really think they are?
Oh, yeah. They are listening. Things to talk about, you know.
Yeah.
Things to look forward to. Thank you for listening to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Be careful in the heat. We're going to have the 90s, I think, for the rest of this week and also next week. So Lord bless and say the same. I will be here again next Monday and next Tuesday from 4:15 until the top of the hour, 5 p.m. Enjoy your weekend. Until next time, be blessed. Thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. From legendary comedian Abe Vigoda.
You know, Abe, there's been this thing for years that people thought you were dead. Do you think that has worked against you in your career?
Well, I wasn't that crazy about it, but I accepted it. That's what it was. People thought I was dead. And I would walk into a Bloomingdale's department store. The salesman said, "You know, you look like the late Abe Vigoda." I said, "Oh, really? Well, then I think I'll buy a suit now that you mention that." "Why?" "Because I'm alive, young man." The man couldn't believe it.
To Emmy Award-winning star of Picket Fences, Five-ish Finkel.
What's the secret to getting to 92?
You don't know, I always believe in one thing, that the Lord up there, he calls you when he needs you.
Is there a role...
And he says, "I don't want you, Five-ish. I got better acts than you upstairs." He says, "I'll call you when I have a vacancy." I says, "Take your time, Lord."
WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh107.1.